This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The town of Brookline has been grappling for years with allegations of racism from Black and Hispanic employees. With the recent election of the first Hispanic Select Board member and the decision to apologize to a Black firefighter who's suing the town for discrimination, some say Brookline is turning a corner. But, as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, some town residents say real change isn't going to come with an election, rather with a new generation of leadership.
Raul Fernandez grew up in Spanish Harlem in the South Bronx, but now he's looking to shake up the government in Brookline. Last month, he became the first Hispanic elected to Brookline's Select Board, a vote Fernandez interprets as a readiness in the town for a new approach to dealing with issues of race.
The bet that we made in our campaign is that residents in Brookline want to do that work and want to be pushed in this domain in terms of thinking about racial equity. And I think that we bet right. We bet on Brookline, and Brookline said, okay, let's do this.
In his new role, one of Fernandez's first actions was to push the town meeting to issue an apology to a Black firefighter who's suing the town over how he's been treated.
Some have even said that we shouldn't give an apology away for free when it can be part of a settlement agreement. I hope we teach our kids that apologies are to be given freely, sincerely, and without conditions, not withheld or leveraged for personal gain. That apologies should be given when they're due, not when it's most convenient to the transgressor.
By an almost 2-1 margin, town meeting members voted in favor of that apology to firefighter Gerald Alston. An audio recording supports Alston's complaint that a supervisor left a voicemail referring to the Black firefighter using the N-word. That supervisor claims he left the message by accident while driving and that he was referring to another motorist. Alston is one of at least 6 people of color suing the town of Brookline over claims of discrimination. He says coming forward against his lieutenant resulted in being shunned by his brother firefighters.
Our schedule was 24 hours on, 3 days off. And for that whole 24 hours I would be in the station, no one would talk to me. No one would acknowledge me. It got crazy. Let's just put it that way. All for trying to fix something that should have been fixed years ago.
9 years later, with multiple lawsuits in different venues against a town that's continued to defend its treatment of Gerald Alston, and the majority of town meeting members voted to apologize.
Okay, so that's the first step. The biggest problem that we have is whether or not Black people and Latino people are going to come together and stand up, okay, and face this.
That's civil rights activist and town meeting member Arthur Conquest.
There's a lot of fear that there'll be reprisal against them. And I think that that's an issue that we have to address.
Conquest has been fighting for better treatment of people of color in Brookline since he moved there in 1982. Even though he's encouraged by the election of Raul Fernandez and the apology to Alston, Conquest sees plenty of additional challenges. Take the run-in he had with an election warden last month while observing the vote. He says the official questioned whether he might steal a pen, and a police officer ended up getting involved.
I'm just concerned that it's always the police. That it's, you know, I can't go to the bank without the police being called. I can't walk through the high school without security stopping me. You know, it's like there's something suspicious or nefarious about a Black man.
Brookline's town clerk says he's looking into Conquest's complaint, but doubts the warden's actions had anything to do with race. Some town leaders reject suggestions that racial tensions in Brookline are worse than other places. Martin Rosenthal is a town meeting member.
I'm very proud of this community. We work hard on these issues, and we continue occasionally to make mistakes, which is, I don't think you can eliminate mistakes or racial mistakes from human nature in my lifetime, maybe in the next generation.
But perception remains an important concern for the new leader of the Brookline Fire Department.
There's a general heaviness that the department feels, you know, there is a weight that the department carries and is looking for resolution.
John Sullivan is a veteran of the Worcester Fire Department who became chief in Brookline a little over a year ago. With a lawsuit still pending, Sullivan says his mission is clear: bring more diversity to the department and offer more training on things like racial sensitivity.
That's where the challenge is for me. As the new chief, as the chief who's going to hopefully transition us through this difficult period, to learn and understand each other so that we can have a more tolerant and inclusive and diverse workplace.
Asked what's the big lesson he hopes to instill in his firefighters, Sullivan says it's simple. Treat others the way you want to be treated. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.